All right. As far as injuries go, Eric Berry is making progress. Most likely we'll start practicing when we return here. Likewise with Jamal and D'Anthony. And then everybody else really is okay. We came out of the game with the guys that played pretty unscathed there. I thought first of all, I think every win that you get in the National Football League is a good win. I thought our defense really stepped up, the leadership on the defense. You know, we've had a couple injuries there, but the Justin Houstons and Tomba Dunteri and Alan Bailey and Abdullah and then Sean Smith haven't been from there and knowing that environment. I thought really showed great leadership yesterday. During the tough times when things could have gone either way, our defense really, really stepped up and kind of ended those situations abruptly. Offensively, I thought we played good, hard, aggressive football. The offensive line, anytime your runners can run like they ran, your offensive line's got to be doing a good job, and they did that. And then Niall ran very hard and aggressive, and I was proud of him. Proud of him for doing that. We've got to continue to eliminate the turnovers. I count the sack and the safety in the end zone as a turnover there. So I think they came out with 9 points off of the turnovers. We had the 2 fumbles, one by the runner and one by the quarterback, and got to do a better job there. None of it happens without the leadership of the quarterback out there. As far as the positive things go with the offense, he's in complete control, and we give him we put a lot on his plate, and he always answers, whether it's rerouting the run according to what we see and/or in the pass game. He made some big throws there. You got to give Joe McKnight some credit, too. Joe did a nice job of working in there in the pass game and played well. Special teams, we had a couple penalties there that negated some big plays. You know, the tough thing with the special teams is we've had a few of the core players on special teams end up being starters. And so, you know, as much as any position, the special teams have to play together, and they have to do that thing as a unit. And so we're piecing new pieces in there. The one consistent is they're playing hard. We'll get the rest of it straight there. But it's just a matter of time. We got to have a little bit of patience there, and this is not a patient business, but you got to have a little patience there to get that thing right. And Dave's working along with his players there like crazy to get that right. With that, time charge.
Coach, how much of a concern is ball security still with Kyle Davis? I know he had a really good day, but with ball on the ground a couple times.
Yeah, he did. Crazy part about that, both of them were high and tight. You know, we always talk about that, keeping that leverage on the ball. One of them, he probably should have put that second hand on it in traffic there. The other one was just kind of a freak deal. But I really haven't worried much about him in that area. And you saw we came right back to him. So, I mean, it wasn't like we sat him down. So I don't think on one side, the concern is out there. You can't put the ball on the ground, though. I mean, that's the bottom line. He's aware of that. He can learn from that, though.
It looked like some of the stuff you were using Joe for was stuff maybe you used Jamal for. Are they sort of similar in what they can do, maybe more so than Jamal and Niall are?
Yeah, well, one of the challenges as a coach is you try to play the player's strengths, and then what they're not good at, you keep working to get better at. One of Joe's strengths is he is a good route runner, and Jamal is too. So I mean, they are similar. So you try to work that, incorporate that in there, and then it's up to him to do it. Those were read routes that he was running, so he had an option on what he needed to do there. So you kind of tip your hat to him. He made the right reads and did a nice job. And the quarterback and he were on the same page with limited amount of reps, which was also part of that.
Coach,
Alex Smith has been sacked 11 times through three games. You mentioned eliminating turnovers. How do we go about eliminating some of the sacks that you're seeing in protection this year?
Yeah, you know, listen, some of that, especially early there, that was my responsibility. We're long yardage situation. You're talking about these third and forevers, and I'm taking seven-step drops, asking the guys to take seven-step drops there to throw the ball. So I got to be a little smarter with the play call and a couple of those situations. And then other ones, we just, you know, we got to make sure that we block the right guys and do the right things there.
Coach, what about Eric Fisher? I know that he's had his detractors since he's been here in Kansas City, but it seemed like in this game in particular, he had some good moments. What do you think of his performance?
Yeah, I don't know about the detractors. I mean, you know, he's we feel very good about him and how he handles things. He's a good football player. So, and he's young. You know, he'll just keep getting better. He did a nice job yesterday, and you know, it doesn't matter who you are or what position you play. You got to give the players a little time to grow. His situation is no different. You get picked number one, and that's you know, it comes with a little scrutiny there. You're gonna have a few eyes on you, but he's done a nice job this year, and we like the progress that he's making. Does he have room to improve? Absolutely. Yeah, we all do. So,
Coach, the second drive of the second half following Alex's fumble, four of the last five plays went for over 10 yards. How important was it for Alex's offense to drive down the field and score on that drive?
Yeah, that was I thought that was big. And, you know, you feel momentum swaying one way. You want to try to pull it back and get it going in your direction. And I think we were able to do that. I'd tell you, yes, that was a positive start of it. Yeah.
You mentioned Sean Smith being one of the kind of the leaders on defense yesterday. The way he played really sound, too.
Yeah, I thought his whole approach going down there, that can go one of two ways when you go back to where you've not only makes his home, but also where he played. You know, you can lose your focus and you can allow clutter to get in there and distract you. He didn't do that. I didn't think any of the guys from there, you know, that allowed that to happen. Dwayne makes that his home, and Fasano, you know, also had played there. So I didn't think any of those guys let the clutter in. And as a result, to answer your question, I thought Sean played a good game too. Yeah, he did well. He was very aggressive, and seemed to have a pretty good feel of what was going on.
The three tight ends, you went a lot of old school there, lining them up next to each other and just caving into line. Is that something you saw for that game, or is that something you expected?
Well, we put that in. Really, we put in the OTAs, and then we ran it a little bit last week. That personnel group, but we threw the ball more out of it than we did run. So we thought we could get a decent match there with them. You look at Harris and the improvement. I mean, you look at the improvement that he's made and some of the physical blocks that he made in that game. That was pretty impressive. I haven't mentioned the coaches, but I thought the coaches did a nice job on both sides of the ball and special teams, just game planning for this, you know, for the Dolphins. I have a lot of respect for Joe and the job that he does down there, and the things that he's overcome. You know, with that organization there. So anyways, to answer your question, yes. Yeah.
Traditionally, three tight ends tells the defense this team's going to run the ball. But with Fasano and Kelce especially, and the development of Harris, is one of the reasons you put them out there together because maybe you can't tell if it's a runner or a pass?
Yeah, they give you some flexibility because they're all good receivers you know, I mean, the thing that probably surprised you most, like I said, was Harris and his ability to block. I mean,
what do you think of D Ford yesterday? Was that another small step for him?
Yeah, I thought he played well. He was last week. He was in six plays. Most of those plays, he was in a drop position. This week, he had an opportunity to rush a passer, and you saw the job that Bob and Gary did with him and putting him in those positions and. and that's what he does best right now. So I thought he was able to put some pressure on the quarterback, and he was playing fast, so reckless type of football. So it was good.
A couple more guys.
Coach, coming in the game, 3-6 in the red zone. Yesterday with 3-3, what was the difference in
Well, I think red zone and those third downs are kind of big stat categories. Normally, if you don't do well in those two spots, you're normally going to come up short from an offensive standpoint. So we did well the week before in third down, but not as well in the red zone. This week we were able to do okay there. We had some nice plays by some guys, but between Joe and Kelsey and Alex, they worked that out and did some nice things there. So, my hat's off to those guys for how they work.
Johnny, Andy, how much does the playing on Monday, having an extra day in between, does that affect, you know, how you guys game plan? Or will you, I know you said that D'Anthony and Eric and those guys will get back to practice. Will you give them
So our schedule will go like this. We'll work today. The guys will be in today, and they'll look at the tape and do their lifting and running and that. And then they'll have the next 2 days off, and then we'll come back in and we'll just go a normal week. So Thursday will be a Wednesday, and then you just keep them right in the same routine and go through the week there.
At the end of the day, how do you judge whether your punter had a good day or not?
Yeah, I thought the punter did pretty good. Yeah, he had a pretty good day. I thought he was able to change some of the field position for us to our advantage. I thought overall, I think he averaged, 51 a kick and five kicks.
Especially during the first part of the game, the guys were kind of slow getting going. He turned the table.
Yeah, he did. He did. Field position, I thought, was big. Well, field position was big in both areas. I'm not sure I've ever been in a game where we've been backed up as much as what we were. But at the same time, he was able to get us out of some trouble there.
Last one, Nate.
Andy, for you, how big is it for this team to have responded to the adversity from week one to being down 21-10 in Denver to being deep in their own territory yesterday? How big has it been that they've finished like week one?
Yeah, well, they're developing a certain character there. Sometimes you got to go through some tough times to develop that. And they're playing hard. Like I mentioned, they're eliminating the clutter and playing hard, and that's that's a good foundation to start with, and then you get your execution right as you go there. Yeah.